Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Thank you. Let's set the scene for you, ladies and gentlemen, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. They're the filler up company from Quarry Rock to all the fill material, plus the expertise to do it for you. We're at the JV game, ladies and gentlemen. 17 seconds left. The Cavemen are down by six, and the inbounds play goes into the backcourt to the Cavemen. Once again, down by six here with just seconds left on the clock. Driving to the right-hand side, and we'll keep the scene going here for you. Long shot by the Cavemen. It's good, and that... That makes it a three-point game. Inbounds play. There's the buzzer. Caveman down by three at the end. They'll lose here. Final score there is 57 to 60. Grants Pass, Caveman lose that. That's the JV game. Now, on with the scene setting for the varsity game. First of all, it was a great drive up until Eugene. We had pretty heavy showers. Great sunshine after that. A little heavy traffic by the time we got closer to Lake Oswego. And got into the gym plenty of time, ladies and gentlemen. So not a bad drive up. Yes, there is a lot of standing water around the Kalapuya River there. It's really over its banks. It looked like we were driving through a lake for a long time. Not on the road. Just made it a bit of a different scenic drive. Now, one other note for you longtime Caveman fans, and we hope this is a signal of good luck for the Grants Pass Cavemen now. Tyler York is in the house. Of course, Tyler, a four-year starter for the Grants Pass Cavemen on the basketball team, a three-year starter on the football team, a great young athlete, came back to coach the Cavemen for a while and is now back east, back for just this week for the holidays. So once again, came up to say hi, and once again, good to have Tyler York back in the house. Hope that's a good sign. We'll talk more about it when we come back right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Both teams on the floor now taking their warm-up shots. Cavemen in their gray tops with the black warm-up pants on the floor for the Lakers of Lake Oswego. They're in their home whites with red numerals. Everything will be easy to see and spot tonight. Not a huge crowd on hand. School is out. So the student section, although is represented, is not significantly big for the size of school it is. They go up, about four rows. On the stadium stands here. Stadium, not a new stadium, but certainly one that you'd expect to see. So that's the situation here. That's the scene. Stay tuned for a word from head coach Nate Olson after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Ordering for Susan?
During the holiday rush, those might be the best words you can hear all week. At Abby's, you get a night off from cooking, a place to gather with family, and easy holiday catering that everybody loves. For legendary pizza and hospitality, visit abbys.com. Aloha and Mele Kaliki Maka from Abby's. End your year with a tropical twist. Our big Hawaiian pizza at a legendary holiday price. Plus, earn $5, $10, $20, or more dollars in free pizza with our holiday gift card offer. Abby's, a legendary holiday pizza tradition.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Time now for word from head coach Nate Olson, courtesy of our good friends at the Indoor Airmen. And coach, you're 0-5 so far this season, but it's been a tough season, tough competition. It's the early part when you're putting your team together. Is that bothering you at all right now, or how's your team psyche?
That's not bothering me at all. I think the guys understand that, you know, with a young group, we're going to take
you know, it's going to be a learning curve and trial by fire with all those young kids. And like I said, we played some pretty solid competition like we will tonight.
So it's stiff competition all the way.
So I think they understand that. And, you know, we're just, like we keep talking about, we want to win obviously every game, but it's more about worrying about the process, and we're working towards league play and trying to get better and learn things, make sure we're doing things the right way, so that way when we're not, every game doesn't matter, but you know, when league play starts and those games really, really matter, that we're right where we want to be.
Are you happy with the process so far?
Absolutely. I think, you know, if you look at our games from Reno to even, you know, Jesuit, our ability to handle pressure, take care of the basketball is growing. It's a lot better. A lot of different guys helping us out doing it, you know, and again, I think that's the part where just different roles for guys at different times, even in different games, you know, and I think that's going to make us be prepared for when, you know, season comes along.
I know you played 9 players in the last game. One man was injured. That didn't leave everybody on the bench. So almost everybody played. Anybody step forward and show you something extra that will get them more playing time yet?
Yeah, I think some of our young guys are really stepping up. I think Branson Young's been in the starting lineup now just with purely his effort and his ability to just keep after it. Abasai's figuring out the point guard position and something that we need to kind of be a lead ball guy. I think all our young guys have really done a really good job of just kind of adapting and figuring it out, you know, kind of that, again, trial by fire. I know Caden Deadman played really good last game with just rebounding and being aggressive and keeping us, you know, keeping plays alive. So I think those guys have really stepped up in their, you know, early on experience of varsity basketball.
All right, well, let's get the medical report out of the way here. Is everybody available tonight?
Grady's going to warm up. I don't know that he'll end up playing or not, but he's going to see how it feels. Since we don't play for another week after this game, it might just be one of those, just play it cautious, get him healthy for, you know, moving forward for the rest of the season.
All right, do we have a real diagnosis or just constant pain?
It's just kind of, I think it's the constant pain, the shoulder stuff, it was really, range of mobility was really limited early on last week, and now it's getting better and better. He practiced a little bit yesterday, so I think it'll be better. I think it's just more of, let's not re-aggravate it when we have such a good break coming up, that it really makes sure it gets fully healthy.
All right, right. Still a game time decision tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Your opponent, we'll talk about them when we come back right after this from our good friends at the Indoor Airmen.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Last game was against Jesuit. The coaches poll had them ranked 6th in the state. You're almost looking at a carbon copy of that same team, who were tied with Jesuit for being 6th in the state. And looking at the roster, they're very, very similar.
Yeah, they are. You know, super athletic, really shoot it well. And again, they got a bunch of football kids out. So they're athletically, they're, you know, one of the top teams. And you'll notice they're going to really try to get out and transition and push the tempo. And then, I mean, they kind of take the first open look they get, and, you know, lately they've been hitting a lot of those first open looks. So we got to really limit that, get back in transition, know who we're guarding, and get a hand up on those guys, make it tough for them.
All right. You got down early against Jesuit, but really came back and got within 3 points of them in the second half and then kind of ran out of gas. Do you foresee that same thing happening tonight? How much depends on your defense tonight?
I think a lot of it, a lot of depend on our defense, but I think a lot will also be depend on our offense. And just, we did a solid job against Jesuit, but really controlling the tempo, you know, getting it later into the shot clock, and then, you know, executing our stuff and getting some good looks, but getting them late in the clock. So it just limits their possessions. Be similar thing tonight. Can we play at our pace as we try to tell the guys, you know, they want to play fast, but we got to, you know, kind of slow it down, be under control, execute our stuff. And again, we statistically, we've been pretty efficient when we're late in the shot clock. So that's trying to get that, and then just get the ball, and get everybody touching the ball, get everybody involved in offense, I think will help us kind of just keep the game at a controlled pace for us.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. And to all of you, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories. accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
I need to tell you that the head coach Olson's comments brought to you by the Indoor Airman. With modern energy solutions, the Indoor Airman can help save you on your heating and cooling, delivering a healthier indoor environment to their neighbors. That's the Indoor Airman. It's time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, lumber, windows, lumber, decking, where Dow Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight. We'll start with number 23. He's been the leading scorer for the Grants Pass Cavemen. And right now, coming in at 6'5", will be the team leader. That's Jordan Rosetta wearing number 23. The question mark is number 5, Grady McKittrick, a 6'2 senior. You heard head coach Olson say that he was a game-time decision. We saw him working out a little bit. His left shoulder was heavily taped. He took that tape off, tried to get it loose. There is no decision made yet. Between you and me, I don't think he's going to start tonight, but we'll see. So that could change. Preston Gerlitz also getting the start. He's a 5'11 junior. He's a 5'11 senior. James Traylor, a 6-foot sophomore, will get the start, along with 5'10 sophomore Bronx Ely. And should McKittrick not start, it will be Branson Young, a 6'3 sophomore. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the starting lineup for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll be back with more right after this from Farmers Building Supply.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Now, we don't have a confirmed starting lineup for these Lakers from Lake Oswego High School, but we have three strong suspicions, ladies and gentlemen. We strongly suspect that among the starters and leading scorers tonight will be a 6'6" senior. And I really don't need to say senior very much on these because they only have one junior in the lineup. And I don't think he will start tonight. We'll see. But wearing number 3, Liam Rigney, a 6'6" senior, will get the start tonight. He's one of their leading scorers and has been mentioned heavily statewide. Also, a 6'1 senior wearing number 24 is Jackson Freeman, along with Tyler Keeham, wearing number 20, 6-foot senior. Well, they're all seniors for the most part. We have a strong feeling that those three will lead the way. Certainly, 6'5", Hudson Curlin will be part of the mix tonight. He wears number 1. Another senior, Jimmy Kaiser, a 6-footer. Number 4, Mac Ryan, a 5'11 senior. I don't know how this 5'11 kid got in there, but there he is. Roman Perry wearing number 5, 6'3". Robbie Durbin, 6-foot, wearing number 11. And 6-foot Justin Creswell, number 23, and a junior. Leo Fallon, the junior, wearing number 22. But those that's our best guess for you on the starting lineups for the Lakers tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So stay tuned. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Keys to tonight's game brought to you by Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming. And we want to salute one of our longtime sponsors, I believe from the very first since 1988. Rick Chapman has been supporting youth activities, including Grants Pass broadcasts of Caveman Sports. So tip of the hat. And the keys to tonight's game, once again, brought to you by Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming. Now, the keys to tonight's game is one for the Caveman. In order to win, they've got to score more points. In order to score more points, they've got to control some parts of the game. First of all, on their part, because they know what the other team will like to do, and that's that they like to run, they like that up-tempo. They'll fast break when they can. They'll push the ball as quickly as they can. Yeah, there are a couple of ways to not allow them a fast break, and first of all is take care of the basketball. Now, what's that mean? That means no turnovers. No turnovers means no drop basketball, no bad passes, no mishandling the basketball. Of course, perfection isn't possible, but perfection, you can strive for that. So the Cavemen need to, one, eliminate as many of the turnovers as possible. Second thing is a rebound. If they're not getting the rebound, they can't start the fast break, and that's where the fast break usually starts. With a great rebound. So those are two keys for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight to really keep this game in sight, in check. Is it possible to win? Absolutely. And they're going for it. We'll talk more about some of the things they need to do when we come back right after this from Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Once again, some of the things the Cavemen need to do in order to stop what is apparently a very tough Laker team. Now, let's put a little footnote on that. The Lakers certainly need to be respected, and I'm not putting them down. They were 3-1 until the night before last when they lost to the number two team in the state, Sutherland, and they lost by 16 points. So they only put up 52. So they are not supermen. They're just very, very good. So, that's just one thing to put in your sock and just to keep you out an even keel tonight when we're talking about what is going on the floor in front of us. So the Lakers' offense is going to be potent. Before that, they were averaging probably close to 70 points a game. So the Cavemen need to cut that down. That'll mean their defense. They've swapped up their defenses several times. We'll do that during the game. They'll go from a trap zone to a 2-3 zone to a man-to-man defense. They'll switch it back and forth, maybe from possession to possession. But they need to be aggressive, but not overly aggressive in order to contain that, because once they get behind you, you're done. So the idea is to contain their possessions, slow them down a little bit. Now, we're not talking about a slow game, but we're talking about the Cavemen taking up to 20 seconds to get that first shot. There is a shot clock, 35-second shot clock, every time you have an offensive possession. Once the ball hits the rim, that shot clock resets. But the situation is for the Cavemen to use as much time off that clock to get a good shot and try to control the tempo of the game. Well, the Plaza Sawing and Vacuuming offering complete vacuum repair supplies. complete vacuum repair and supplies, all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. Brought you the keys to tonight's game. Stay tuned. Tip off coming up momentarily. You're listening to Caveman Sports or Caveman Basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass. We'll be back after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Ordering for Susan?
During the holiday rush, those might be the best words you can hear all week. At Abby's, you get a night off from cooking, a place to gather with family, and easy holiday catering that everybody loves. For legendary pizza and hospitality, visit Abby's.com. Aloha and Mele Kaliki Maka from Abby's. End your year with a tropical twist. Our big Hawaiian pizza at a legendary holiday price. Plus, earn $5, $10, $20, or more in free pizza with our holiday gift card offer. Abby's, a legendary holiday pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we continue, we talked about the Lakers scoring. I want to run down their scoring so far from the year just to really give you some insights. They lost their opening game to Beaverton, 67-66. Close one. They beat South Medford, 88-69. They beat Liberty High School, 81-57. And they beat Nelson, 85-60. Their loss to Southridge, once again, 68-52. All right, now let's talk about a couple of other things here. First of all, check your caveman schedule. We'll be covering most of the games for you here. Coming up next, following this contest, we are scheduled on the 27th after Christmas for a game at South Medford. We'll be playing Roseburg in the Abbey's Classic Tournament there. That's tentatively scheduled for a 4:30 start. Now, that may change. As a matter of fact, I think it has changed. Well, we'll double-check that, and by all means, keep listening to KAJO Radio, and we'll keep you abreast of all of those changes. Also, we'll be playing on the 28th. That's a Sunday. Once again, at South Medford in that Abbey's Classic, Thurston High School. So, and there's a possibility of one more game between now and then, probably right after Christmas before we get to that Abbey's Classic. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to get this basketball game underway. So we'll have some announcements here and do the national anthem, and we'll get this tip-off underway. Now the PA announcer comes out with their sportsmanship announcement. That's pretty standard, I think, required by the OSAA, the Oregon Sports School Association. And I see no band tonight. They're going to play the national anthem. They have a recording. We'll pause. We'll be right back after this 90-second caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
From the woods, to the fields, to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Welcome back. Final strings of the national anthem being performed here at the Laker Gymnasium at Lake Oswego High School, ladies and gentlemen. All right, getting ready for this one. Stay close to your radios, folks. I think they're going to have the introduction of the starting players here, and we'll get this contest underway. You're listening to KAJO, Grants Pass, Some additional stats being provided tonight by, we'll give you his initials, BD. Now they're introducing the starters for Grants Pass. James Traylor being introduced, 6 foot sophomore. Wears double zero. He'll get a lot of action. Defensively, he is a tiger. Offensively, becoming more and more sure-footed all the time. Number one being introduced, Bronx Ely for Grants Pass.
Number two, senior Weston Berg.
And Berg getting the start tonight, Weston Berg.
We have sophomore number 11.
And number 11, Branson Young getting the start tonight. And that leaves number 23, Jordan Rosetta. All right, well, we know the starting lineup for the Grants Pass Cavemen now. All right, now we're about, they're turning down the lights. Oh, good. All right. Where's my flashlight? All right, what we have right now is a spotlight spinning around the gymnasium as we all sit here in the dark. Now, all right. Jimmy Kaiser getting the start tonight. 6 foot senior wears number two.
At one forward position, 6 foot, 6 inch senior, number three, Liam.
Number three, Liam Rigney. And once again, we expect him to be one of the big starters. It'd be nice to see them as they come on there. Spotlight is missing them easily.
6 foot three, senior, number five, Roman.
Number five, Roman Perry. He's 6 foot three. So far, 6'6", 6'3" is what we're looking at.
And starting at one guard position, a 6 foot senior, number 11, Robbie Durbin.
Number 11 gets a start tonight, Robbie Durbin. And
rounding out the starting line for your Lakers, the 6 foot senior guard, number 24.
Number 24. Jackson Freeman, we expected him. He's also a big scorer. Comes on at 6'1". All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the primary players that we have. We know if we could turn the lights back on and get a basketball game underway. Cavemen are on the floor. Rosetta's squaring off against number three, Liam Ragney. He'll give away 1 inch at the tip off. Pitch close to your radios. This is KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Caveman basketball about to get underway. There's the whistle. Ball in the middle of the gym, high in the air and controlled into the backcourt quickly to the Lakers. Lakers bring it up across the timeline. Caveman open up in what appears to be a man-to-man defense initially. Ball goes to the right-hand side on the wing. A pick set on the top. Man drives the key, kicks it in the corner, left-hand side. Shot is up from there, off. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Comes down in the Lakers' hands. Double-team down low. Stripped, picked up then by Rosetta. Rosetta puts the ball behind his back. Brings the ball down the floor himself. Crosses the timeline at the center of the court. Moves off the left-hand side on the wing as they're facing also a man-to-man defense to begin. To Traylor, right-hand side, drives the baseline, lays one up and in, and Traylor puts a Grants Pass ahead early, 2-0. Late pass up quickly to number five. Perry with the basketball, gives it right back to number 11. That's Durbin. Durbin back out front, gives the ball up to number two, Kaiser. Long shot from the wing, no good. Into the hands of Traylor. Traylor pushes the ball down and gets across the timeline, slows it down, waits for his teammates to set the offense. They go out front between the circles, then to Rosetta. Back left-hand side to Traylor on the wing. Looks for a man inside. Comes to the free throw line, spins down the lane, kicks it right back out to the Cavemen. Loose basketball, dives on the floor, and a jump ball is called on the alternate possession rule. I can't see an arrow from here. Evidently, it's going to be Grants Pass ball. We are behind the scorer's table, so that's where the arrow is and will be alternated as the Cavemen bring it in. Traylor makes the inbounds play as the Cavemen come out of a three-man screen down the right-hand side of the lane. Goes in the corner, right-hand side. Back out on the wing to Rosetta. Ball comes out front quickly to number one. That's Bronx. Then down low to Rosetta. Hard up to glass. Rolls one up. Won't go. Gets the rebound right back. Goes up with a shot, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free. No, they call a jump ball. And the alternate possession rule will go right back to the Lakers. 2-0 the score. 6:37 on the clock. We're really just underway, working up a little glow. And brings the ball down the sidelines. That's Durbin with the basketball out front. Picked up quickly by... Drives the right-hand side, spinning. Five-foot shot on the right-hand side is up and good. And we are tied at two. It was Berg on the defense, ladies and gentlemen. Ball right-hand side, hands in the trailer. Left-hand side to Bronx. Corner left-hand side, then back out front to Berg. Top of the key to Rosetta for three on his spot. Just off, no good. Rebound in the hands of the Lakers. They push the ball down the floor. Leading pass comes down quickly to number two. That's Kaiser. Kaiser gives the ball inside. Shot is up and good by number 24, Jackson Freeman. And it's a 4-2 basketball game. The Cavemen trail by two. Rosetta brings the ball down the right-hand side. Lead pass goes out the door and into the concession stand. They'll retrieve it quickly. Comes right back and is put in the hands of Jackson Freeman. Freeman in quickly to Durbin. Or Kaiser. Kaiser walks it. No, it is Durbin. Walks it down the ball. Ball into the corner, right-hand side. Back out to Durbin. Durbin drives, has a lane. Lays one up. That is good. And Durbin now with 4 points in the basketball game. And Cavemen trail by that much. 6-4. Or 6-2. Lead pass comes up to Traylor. Right-hand side on the wing. Head fakes into the lane himself. All the way to the glass. Lays one up. Off. Wouldn't go. Tough bounce. Long pass down the floor all the way to Rigney. Rigney goes to the glass, lays one up off no good. Whistle stops the action. There's a foul called. The Cavemen say no, but that's what's going to happen. Foul, I believe, called on Bronx Ely. That's the first infraction of the basketball game. Going to the free throw line, I believe that's Rigney. Shot is up. Good. One more shot coming for the young man. 6 foot six. He's a good one. Second shot is up. Rims and out. No good. One for two. He's got 1 point in the basketball game. Cavemen rebound. Ball in the hands of Rosetta. Up quickly to Traylor. Traylor in between the circles now. Looks left and right. Goes back left-hand side to Berg. Berg looks for a cutter, baking down the lane. Brings the ball back out front to Rosetta. Rosetta drives and goes all the way hard. The glass goes up with a shot that is checked and taken down by the scramble for the basketball underneath the basket. Finally, the Lakers come out with it. Get the ball out to Durbin on the fly, left-hand side. All the way to the glass he goes, and he lays it up and in. And Durbin has been on fire when he hit the floor tonight. It's 9-2, Grants Pass. Trails. Rosetta, left-hand side on the wing. Kicks the ball right-hand side. Gives the ball out front on the drive, right-hand side. Slipped away, stripped as a man went by. On the drive all the way, it's Durbin. Drops the ball back to the trailing man that goes up with a shot, and I believe it's good. Let's check. No? So Traylor has assessed the foul. So that'll be the first on Traylor. Second team foul on the Cavemen in this quarter. And at the free throw line, shot is up and good. I believe this is Rigney. Now 2 for 3 from the charity stripe. One more, and it's good. 3 for 4 for Rigney. Rosetta brings the ball down across the timeline, right-hand side. Drives to the wing, stops there. Looks for Traylor. Can't get it to Traylor. Looks out front quickly to Young. Young with the basketball. Kicks it right-hand side quickly to Bronx. Bronx drives to the free throw line, has a lane, lays one up off, no good. He is so fast. Rebound, though, by the Lakers. They come back on the run. 4-on-3 break. Ball right-hand side, thrown out of bounds. It'll be Grant's best ball inbounds. Amaya checks in for the Grants Pass Cavemen. And Bird sits down. It's Abisaya Amaya. Traylor brings the ball down this time, crosses right at center court, looks left and right, drives to the right-hand side, sees the pin, spins back to left-hand side, floats one up, that's good, And Traylor gets his second field goal of the night. He's got four, all four of Grant's passes points. Number 11 rakes the ball down. That's Durbin. Durbin with the basketball. Flips it right-hand side. Long three. Attempt off. No good. Board cleared by Rosetta with a vengeance. Gets the ball back quickly to Amaya. Amaya through traffic down the right-hand side. Stops out between the circles. Reverses directions. Comes back right-hand side quickly to Young. Young out front quickly to Bronx Ely. Left-hand side to Amaya. Wing left. Drives left-hand side, gets the ball over to Rosetta. Rosetta wants to penetrate, backing in on the paint right now, kicks the ball right-hand side. Tried to get it to Young, but the bullet pass was a little strong. Young's not used to receiving those from one of the top quarterbacks in high school football. 3:05 on the clock, first period action. Cavemen down by 7, 11-4. Lakers have the basketball right now. Comes across the timeline, right front court, gives the ball up quickly to Freeman. Freeman with the basketball gives it to Durbin. He goes back out as they work a double high post. Ball right-hand side again to Freeman. Down low, shot is up, and this one's good again by Freeman. He's got four in the basketball game. Inbounds play comes quickly to Amaya. Amaya across the timeline is head coach Olson. Up calling a play, comes back right-hand side quickly to Ely. Ely looks left and right, goes into the corner, right-hand side to Traylor. Traylor looks down low, puts the ball on the floor, back out front to Rosetta. Left-hand side then to Ely. Ely with the basketball, head fakes, drives, sees the lane, floats one up off glass, won't go, rebound, Rosetta puts right back up, won't go, Cavemen can't get one to roll. Lead pass out quickly, right-hand side as the Lakers move the ball down the floor, and a call for travel. Man got up in the air and couldn't decide what to do, and he had to come down. Gravity won that one. 2:14 on the clock, we're in the first period. The Cavemen trail 13-4. Amaya will get the ball inbounds in the backcourt. He's got Traylor there with him, almost uncontested. Now Freeman comes back to keep everybody close, everybody honest. Now the pressure is full in the backcourt. And Amaya gets the ball in right-hand side again to a Young. Young, but pardon me, that's Dedman. Dedman with the basketball. Down the left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor between the circles, kicks the ball right-hand side to Amaya. Amaya, left-hand side, gets in the paint, stripped of the basketball, though, picked up. One-on-one break, the ball way out front to Durbin. He can't catch up with it out of bounds. Cavemen will get it right back. A minute 56 to play. It's 13-4. Traylor will make the inbounds play. Again, the pressure looks to be full and man-to-man. Traylor in the backcourt, far court for Grant's pass. Loops the ball into Rosetta, right-hand side. Rosetta flips the ball up quickly to Dedman. Dedman right-hand side on the paint. Head fakes, comes back to Rosetta. Then left-hand side, gives the ball up to Amaya. Amaya out between the circles now. Works with a ball, bounce pass left-hand side to Rosetta. Bullet pass down low to Traylor, spins, puts one up, good. And Traylor right now has 6 points. All 6 points for Grant's pass. It's 13-6. Number 20 bringing the ball down. And a substitute, this is Cavemen. Shot is up, off no good. Rebound being contested now. Ball kicks out to the right-hand side. Lakers on the attack. Kicks the ball out to the free throw line. Man comes down the lane, kicks it in the corner left. Back out on the wing, right-hand side. Back corner left-hand side. Up to the wing, right-hand side. Dedman on the drive. Or that's that's Durbin. And I have Durbin for 8 of their 15 points. Traylor in the backcourt over to Amaya. Avoids the pressure. Kicks the ball up quickly into the corner right-hand side to Amaya. Back up front to Traylor for 3 at the top of the key. Missed everything out of bounds. 53.3 seconds. Left here in the first period, 15-6 to score. Inbounds play in the backcourt for the Lakers. Comes into the hands of Durbin. Durbin walks the ball down. Crosses the timeline out front. Moves off to the right-hand side as the Cavemen show a man-to-man or a 2-3 zone. Ball left-hand side in the corner. Back up front quickly to Freeman. Freeman with the basketball. High post to Durbin. Down low. Shot is up and good by Rigney. And Rigney's first field goal of the night. He's got 5 in the basketball game. Traylor bringing the ball down. Crosses the timeline. Left front court. Gives the ball out to Dedman. Dedman with the basketball. Drives to the right-hand side. Spins and fires in the lane. Tedman shot is up. No good. Rebound Durbin out quickly to number 24. Shot is up and good for Jackson Freeman. He's got 6. It's 19-6. Foul called. Foul called on Gerlitz. Gerlitz first of the night. third team foul on the Cavemen here in the first quarter. 11 seconds left in that quarter at the free throw line. Shot is up and good for Freeman. Yes. 7 points in the contest. Inbounds play in the backcourt quickly for Rosetta. Drives the ball down at full speed. Two men on him. Double teamed. Tripped and fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Foul called on number 23. That's Craigwell. He came off the bench. His first personal. I said, he'll get shots. No, he won't get shots. He was not in the act of shooting. Ball will come in from the inline. Trailer will make the plays. They came in, put a box around the key this time with 5 seconds left. Let's see if they can get a shot off. Takes the time. Out to Rosetta, right-hand side. Drives, spins, fires for three, hits the back of the iron, off. And there's the buzzer at the end of the first period. The Cavemen trail by 14, 20-6. We'll be back with the second period right after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
I need to share some love here for Moser Paving and Oil. Hello? Hello. All right, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm not seeing anything come back. Suddenly. Let's take timeout. We'll be back after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass and Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us. A little technical hiccup there. Right back to action here. Lakers firing the basketball here in the second quarter for a three. It's 23-6. That's the first bucket of the second period. You didn't miss very much, ladies and gentlemen. Ball in the hands of the Cavemen right now. Trailer out front with the basketball. Goes left-hand side to Dedman. Dedman with the basketball. Clicks it right-hand side to Young. Young to Dedman. Back to Young. Shot is up and good from the corner for three. 3-1 basket for Grants. On the drive, rebound. Cavemen get it right back on the fly. Loose basketball. We'll catch up here in a moment, ladies and gentlemen. 6:43 on the clock. It's 23-9. And we have a moment. I want to tip my hat to Moser Paving and Oil, who really brought you the first period. Number 10 checks into the basketball game. That is Dirk Ely. So that it's two cousins there. And he comes in relief of Rosetta, gets a little breather. Inbounds play for the Cavemen from the end zone, our end of the floor. Bounce pass left-hand side in the hands of Dedman. Kicks it right-hand side to Dirk. Shot is up and good. So the Cavemen have two threes now. Walking the ball down for... We'll catch up here in a moment, folks. We're moving things left and right. Ball left-hand side. Lakers on the attack. Ball goes out of bounds on the end line. It is Lakers basketball. Pardon me, it is Grants Pass basketball. He initially pointed to the Lakers. Now the officials are conferring. And it is Grants Pass basketball. Trailer make the inbounds play. He's got a Maya in the backcourt along with Dedman. Long pass up left-hand side to Dirk. Dirk in the corner, left-hand side, puts the ball on the floor. Kicks the ball out front quickly to Traylor. Traylor gives the ball up quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz, top of the key, wants to drive. Stops at the free throw line. Ball right-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon head fakes, drives the baseline, floats one up. That is good. And Dedmon gets his first two of the basketball game. And the Cayman fighting back, getting some scoring right now. 23-14 the score, 6:03 on the clock here in the third period. Second period. He was fouled, goes to the free throw line. He'll get one more shot. Shot is up. Bounces twice on the rim and then rolls away. Long pass goes down right-hand side. A three-point attempt from the right-hand side. Quickly rolls away. Rebounded by Dirk. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Dedmon. He brings it down. Kissing the corner right-hand side to Amaya. Amaya in the paint. Floats one up. Off. Won't go. Fights for the rebound. He's the smallest man on the floor. Almost got it. But taken away by the Lakers on the run down the right-hand side. Laid up and in by number two. That's Kaiser. His first 2 points of the basketball game. 25-14 the score on the drive. Right-hand side. Dirk Iliev with the basketball. Bounced off his knee. It'll be Lakers ball inbounds. Far into the floor. Keeman will bring the ball inbounds. He's got Freeman in the backcourt with him on the floor for Grant's pass. Gerlitz is just coming out. Well, we've got Traylor, Amaya, Dedmon, Dirk, and Young. Late pass that comes up left-hand side quickly to Rigney. Rigney in the corner, then back out front to Freeman. Freeman with the basketball corner, left-hand side then to Rigney. Rigney drives, kicks the ball right-hand side. Back left-hand side there to number 24. That's Freeman in the corner. 10-footers up, off, no good. Board cleared again by Dirk. Dirk drops the ball back quickly to Amaya. Amaya into the forecourt quickly. Back right-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon head fakes. Can't get in the paint. Comes back to the top of the key. Gives it off to Traylor, who's crossing the top of the key. Backs away right front court. Bullet pass down low. Great pass. Man is fouled as he goes to the floor. Was intended for Young. Got it to Young. Couldn't get the shot off. So the foul is called on... Hudson Curlin. And at the free throw line, number 11 for Grant's pass, Branson Young. Shot is up and good. His first point of the basketball game. 10-point difference now, 25-15. Traylor gets a little breather as Rosetta checks back in. One more shot coming for Branson Young at the free throw line. Young deep knee bend, shot is up, hits the iron, it's good. So Young finds two at the charity stripe, inbounds quickly, comes to Freeman, back on the run down the left-hand sideline for the Lakers. Slides to the wing right-hand side, crosses at the top of the key to the right-hand side, shot is up from the wing for three again. On the drive, right-hand side, ball comes right to Rosetta. He wants the three also. It rolls off at the Cayman draw. The rebound goes to Amaya, corner left-hand side. Back out front quickly to Rosetta, right-hand side again to Dirk. Dirk will take the three. It's off, no good. This board got cleared by the Lakers. That's Rigney with the basketball. Brings it down himself, top of the key. Shoots from there, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Board cleared again by the Lakers. Back out to Rigney, wants that three again. Now he drives the lane, comes up, floats up a five-footer that is good. So Rigney now has seven in the basketball game. It's 30-16. Grant's pass trying to fight back. Amaya on the drive down the left-hand side. Head fakes, then continues the drive into the corner. Drops the ball off quickly to Dedmon. Back out front, then to Rosetta. Rosetta tries to drive, pulls up short. Kicks the ball back out front, then to Dedmon. Dedmon with the basketball, goes back to Amaya, left-hand side. And it goes through his hands into the stands, turns the ball over to the Lakers. 3:39 showing on the clock. It is 30-16. Grant's pass on the short end of that score against the Lakers of Lake Oswego. That's where we're at tonight, folks. Berg checks back into the basketball game along with Bronx. They'll stay in that 2-3 zone and give the Lakers half the court into the forecourt now. Feeds it high post quickly. Ball rolls out. Caveman can't get to it. It's picked up by Rigney. Bullet pass down low. Shot is up and good from the baseline. Man just laid it over the edge of the rim. That's Perry. And timeout has been called. 3:21 showing on the clock. It's 32-16. We'll be back right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
This second quarter brought to you by Black Flag Armory. Now fully stocked for the hunting season with ammo, scopes, rifles, accessories to give you every chance to fill your tag. Black Flag Armory, we salute you. Thank you very much for your support of Caveman Sports here on KAJO Radio. And play is resumed. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball inbounds from the far end of the floor. Trailer will make the inbound play against full court pressure. Goes left-hand side, intended for Rosetta. Slapped away, though, by the Laker defender. It'll be Grants Pass ball inbounds now from the sideline. Trailer comes over. Rosetta steps back out. Got Bronk in the backcourt with him. And they'll come up to Berg. Berg spins and drives into the forecourt on the one. One on three break. He'll wait for help. Kicks the ball right back to Rosetta, left front court. Rosetta keeps the dribble alive. Moves off to the left-hand side. Terminates the dribble. Lobs it down low. It was deflected. Loose basketball. And it's retrieved by Trailer in the corner right-hand side. Trailer begins to attack along the baseline, kicks the ball in to try to get it into Rosetta on the cut. Bounce back to Trailer. Trailer drives, puts a shot up that is no good. And a blocking foul called. He'll go to the free throw line with two shots. So Trailer has 6 points, all in the first quarter. We're in the second quarter now with 2:56 left. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. First shot is up and good. 7 points for Trailer. Shot is up, and this one's off. No good. 1 for 2. Quickly rebounded by the Lakers. Lead pass comes up left-hand side. Freeman on the drive down. Lays it up and in, and Freeman gets his fourth field goal. He's got 9 points in the basketball game. Inbounds play quickly from Trailer to Rosetta. Rosetta loses the dribble in the backcourt, flips it over to Trailer. Trailer head back, drives by the man with great speed into the lane, kicks the right-hand side, looking for Bronk in the corner. It was deflected out of bounds. Oh, they say it. Everybody around me saying, no way. And initially pointed for the Lakers, but it is going to the Lakers. Everybody in the gym is astounded. Doesn't matter what color they're wearing, folks. At any rate, ball comes in, bounce down to the right-hand side. Ball in the hands of number 11, Durbin. Across the timeline, right-hand side. Flips it up quickly to Kaiser. Kaiser with the basketball. Back out to Durbin at the top of the key. Back to Kaiser. Corner left-hand side for three. It's up and good. That's his second three of the night. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. Inbounds from Trailer to Rosetta. Back to Trailer. We've said that a bunch and will more tonight. Trailer left-hand side. Bullet pass down low to Rosetta. Tried to go to the baseline. And had the ball slapped away out of bounds. It's going to be Grant's basketball inbounds from the inline, our end of the floor. Caveman put a box around the key this time with Trailer making the inbounds play. Rosetta bops out to the wing, left-hand side. Still trying to get the ball inbounds and now does in quickly to Burke. Pardon me, that's Bronk. Bronk left-hand side on the wing to Rosetta. Back out front, top of the key to Young with the basketball. Left-hand side to Trailer. Trailer looks left and right, finds Burke up front. Fakes right-hand side, still looking. Hands the ball off to Bronk. Bronk moves off the left-hand side into the corner quickly to Trailer. Trailer with the basketball to Rosetta, trying to come around on the shuffle. Top of the key, free throw line, jumper is up, off, no good. Board taken out by the Lakers on the fly. Three-on-three break, bounce pass right-hand side. They lay it up and in, and they're going to, a whistle stops the action at the end. So Rigby gets the basket, that's his third, and will go to the free throw line. And the foul called on Rosetta. So Rigby goes to the free throw line. Deep knee bend. Shot is in the air. Good. He completes a three-point swing, and suddenly it's 40-17. Grants Pass down by 23. Ball comes right-hand side. Stolen away. Lickers put the ball out front on the lob it out front right-hand side to Freeman. Freeman with the basketball. Lobs it down low on the alley-oop. Up and in. Great move. Great play. And that's Kaiser with the basketball. He's got 10 in the basketball game. And it's 42-17. Ball down low to Rosetta. Corner left-hand side. Works the baseline. Kicks the ball back out to Bronx. Left-hand side on the wing. Bronx with the basketball. Flips it out quickly to Young. Young, left-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta kicks it down low to Traylor on the baseline. Finds room, and he puts it up and in. Little underhanded layup from the back. He's got 9 points in the basketball game. On the fly, it's Freeman. Kicking ball right-hand side to Kaiser. Back out on the wing. Long three attempt. This one's just off. No good. Rebound taken down by Traylor. Hits the floor on the run. Lead pass up quickly to Bronk. Bronk gives it to Dedman. Make that E.A. Young coming from the left-hand side. He goes up for a shot and is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. This foul called on five. Four. Mac Ryan. Shot is up and off for Young. One more shot coming for the young man. Shot is up. Off, no good. Whistle stops the action and the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on Bronx. That's his third. All right, Freeman brings the ball down now for the Lakers. 30 seconds left here in the first half. Berg comes after him, forces some action there. Spins, drives, tries to get by. Loose basketball. He picks it back up, puts it back up, and then great moves by the young man. Rebounded, though, by Rosetta. Long pass out quickly to Young, and Young chases the ball out of bounds on the far side. It goes right back to the Lakers with 15.7 seconds left here in the first half. Caveman Basketball on the radio. KAJO Grants Pass. 99.7 FM, 1270 on the AM side as Freeman brings the ball across the timeline. Right front court. Berg picks him up there. 9 seconds on the clock. He'll try to make something happen. Berg with him side to side. On the drive kick, right-hand side. Whistle stops the action with 4 seconds left. Someone will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on the Caveman. Foul is on Berg. Inbounds play, though, for the Lakers. And they'll put, looks like you're putting a line across about halfway down the baseline, or about halfway down the free throw lane. Freeman will make the inbounds play. One man drops way out front. Ball comes right-hand side on the wing. Kaiser elevate. Shot is up and short. No good at the buzzer. Ball well in the hands of Rosetta. At the end of the first half of play, it's 42-19. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all of your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Ordering for Susan?
During the holiday rush, those might be the best words you can hear all week. At Abby's, you get a night off from cooking, a place to gather with family, and easy holiday catering that everybody loves. For legendary pizza and hospitality, visit Abby's.com. Aloha and Melikaliki Maka from Abby's. End your year with a tropical twist. Our big Hawaiian pizza at a legendary holiday price. Plus, earn $5, $10, $20, or more dollars in free pizza with our holiday gift card offer. Abby's, a legendary holiday pizza tradition.
A recent
Susan, Clouser Drilling customer, shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you here with us. Let's run down what we have for you. The Cayman trail at the half, 42-19 to these very tough Lakers of Lake Oswego. First of all, the Cayman trail by the end, trailed by 14 at the end of the first period, 20-6. They scored 13 points in the second period compared to 22 points for the Lakers and are now down 42-19. That's where we have right now. Cavan scoring came on 7 field goals, 2 three-pointers. They were 3 of 5 from the free throw line. That's 60%, 8 fouls whistle. Now for the Lakers, I have them with 16 field goals, 2 three-pointers, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. That's 83%, and we're whistled for 3 fouls in the first half. We'll take a deep breath, come back with the individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard to find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue, Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Welcome back, everyone. Some more team stats we want to share with you. First of all, in field goal percentage, the Cavemen, 31%. That doesn't win very many ball games. They're 7 of 22 shooting from the floor compared to 17 of 27 for the Lakers right now. That's about 63%. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass has turned the ball over 10 times. We talked about turnovers in the pregame. Too many turnovers for the Cavemen. They've turned it over 10 times compared to 6. And in rebounds, it's closer than I thought it was going to be. Right now, his margin is 12-10. The Cavemen out-rebounded by just 2. Now for individual numbers that we have. First of all, for the Lake Oswego Lakers, number 11, Durbin, 4 field goals, all in the first period, 8 points. Off the bench, Jensen Craigwell has 1 foul. Roman Perry, 1 two-point field goal, no fouls. Mac Ryan off the bench. Picked up a single foul. Jimmy Kaiser is a starter, has 10 points on 4 field goals, 2 of them threes, hasn't been at the free throw line or been whistled for a foul. Hudson Kirkland picked up a single foul. We've seen Tyler Keelan didn't figure to my scoring line. Liam Rigney, 3 field goals, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Give him 10 points. And let's see, Jackson Freeman, 4 field goals, 8 points. Now for the Grants Pass Cayman, Weston Berg has 2 fouls. Dirk Ely came off the bench, picked up a 3-point field goal, no fouls. Abisai Amaya, 1 3-point field goal, 3 points, no fouls. Caden Dedman, 1 2-point field goal, missed a free throw. He has 2 points and a single foul. Branson Young, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, no fouls. Bronx Ely, no field goals, hasn't been to the free throw line, committed for 3 fouls, but he's been a factor on the floor. James Traylor, 3 field goals, 1 for 3 at the free throw line. He has 9 points in the contest and a single foul. Preston Gerlitz, a single foul, and Jordan Rosetta, a single foul. That's what we have for you right now. We'll continue with the halftime right after this 1 minute caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local Do It Best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Take a moment just to wish you a happy holiday, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas, everyone. Now, you're here at halftime with about 3 minutes left on the halftime clock. The Cavemen down significantly, 42-19, against a very, very good team, ranked sixth in the state in the coaches' poll. They started slow and then came on very, very quickly. Once again, a very fast-paced team. They passed the ball very well and pushed the ball immediately when they get the possession. For the Grants Pass Cavemen, looking ahead to the 27th of December after Christmas, we'll be going to the Abbey's Classic Tournament in South Medford High School to face the Roseburg Indians at 2:40. Make that at 4:30 p.m. Then at 3:30 p.m., we'll go back on the next day, the 28th of December, to face the Thurston Colts, I think so. And double-check, there has been a game added recently. We mentioned that, I believe, in the last game, but just in case you missed that, on the 2nd January at a South Medford game. This is a non-conference game for South Medford. They needed another game, and the Cavemen are still looking for another one, and they're talking about a game with North Medford probably before the first of the year. So that's what we're looking at right now. You're listening to Caveman Basketball on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. 42-19 the score. The Lakers lead, and we'll be back with the tip-off for the second half after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and, of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424, and don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. KAJO Radio is your home for Caveman Sports, and we thank you for joining us. We also mentioned we're the home for Duck Sports, too. Tonight, the Ducks are playing a pretty significant football game tomorrow. And you can hear that right here on KAJO Radio. Kicks off at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Pre-game gets underway at 2:30. And my lovely assistant's probably going to tell me what the score is between Oklahoma and Alabama. Alabama has come from behind right now in the third period with 4 minutes and 30 seconds left. It's 27-17. The Alabama leads the Sooners of Oklahoma by 10, 27-17. You're up to date, ladies and gentlemen. And we're up to date here at Lake Oswego High School, waiting for the Lakers to take the floor against the Grants Pass Cavemen for the second half here. 25 seconds on the clock, and it's ticking. Cavemen huddle around, actually not their head coach right now. They're talking among themselves. And it's patted Jordan Rosette on the head, said go get him as Berg steps out, along with Young, Bronx, Traylor, and Rosetta. They're on the floor on the alternate possession rule. It's going to belong to the Lakers. Freeman makes the ball inbounds play, and he's looking for Durbin with the basketball in the backcourt. Finds it. Durbin into the forecourt. Slides in there. Picked up quickly by Berg. Comes down the right-hand side quickly. Lobs the ball down low. Shot is up backhanded, and it's good by number four. Perry with the Back on the attack. Grant's pass comes down the floor. Rosetta goes right-hand side, then to Traylor. Back down low to Rosetta. Rosetta looks for a man cutting behind him. Can't find it. Turns, spins himself. Off glass. Won't go. Rebound in the paint. Durbin goes back up with it. Check it. That's Young going back up with it. Young's first field goal. He's got four in the basketball game. It's 44-21. Durbin with the basketball for the Lakers. Right-hand side. Lobs it in the corner. Left-hand side to Freeman, who attacked along the baseline. Kicks it back out front to Durbin. Flies it left-hand side to Stigman on the run. Gets in the paint. Kicks it in the corner. Right-hand side. Three attempt on the way. And it's good by number two, Kaiser. And that's his third of the night for 3 points, for three-point shots. He's got 13 points in the basketball game. Ball goes right-hand side with the Cayman back on the attack right now. Ball in the hands of Young. Out front quickly to Berg. Berg with the basketball. Puts it on the floor. Top of the key. Hands it off to Rosetta. Left-hand side to Traylor. Traylor inside the ball to Rosetta. Rosetta was fouled. It'll be Grant's basketball inbounds from the end line. Foul called on number five, Perry. Perry will pick up this infraction. Sometimes he'll put the foul on the scoreboard, sometimes not. Inbounds play quickly. Turnaround jump shot quickly by number 11, Young, and Young gets his second field goal of the period. He's got 6 points in the basketball game. It's 47-23. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Durbin. Durbin to the top of the key, wants to drive, penetrates all the way, lays one up. That is good. So Durbin, again, finds a way. He's got five field goals, 10 points in the game. And Traylor brings the ball right back down for Grant's pass. Goes left-hand side on the wing. Flips it right-hand side to Rosetta. Up quickly to Young. Young with the basketball. Kicks it out front to Traylor. Traylor in between the circles right now. Looks left and right. Goes down right-hand side in the corner. It's a ball into, is that Durbin? Gets it right back inside to Young. Young attacks along the baseline. Smallest man on the floor. Has the ball stripped away by the Lakers. Comes back and he comes, strips it right back, but is called for the foul. So Berg will pick up the infraction. It'll be his third. Inbounds play for the Lakers. Coming from Freeman to Durbin in the backcourt. Puts the ball on the floor. Slides down quickly. Turns the ball over. Drives right-hand side. Flips it to Freeman. Freeman back into the quarter to Kaiser. Kaiser left-hand side. Throws the ball out of bounds. I think it was deflected by the Caveman. It was. It'll be inbounds from the sidelines for the Lakers. Leading the Caveman 49-23. 5:46 to play. We're in the third period. Edmund checks in, and coming out with a limp right now is Branson Young. Gets a handshake from head coach Olson. Inbounds play back quickly for the Lakers. Comes down low. Spinning jump shot is up and good for Liam Rigby. His fourth field goal. He's got 12 points in the basketball game. It's 51-23. Traylor, right-hand side. Right front court with the basketball. Still moving with it. It takes, drives, gets in the paint, drives, kicks one up, off, no good. Rebounded quickly by the Lakers. Long pass down to Stigman, lays it up, and in. Stuffed it home. That's Rigney. Rigney with five field goals. He's got 14 in the basketball game. It's 53-23. Grant's pass down by 30. All right, inside. Pass inside quickly to a Deadman. To a Berg, stripped away quickly. Long pass down the floor, right-hand side. Laid up and off, no good. Follow still no good. The third follow, though, is by a blue-shirted Rosetta. Comes down the right-hand side. On the drive. Stops on the wing. Looks for help. Comes out front to Traylor. Traylor with the basketball. It's a Caveman set. Comes left-hand side to Bronx. Bronx looks, finds Rosetta. Room for three. Fires off. Too hard on the back of the rim. Loose basketball comes down in the hands of Strigman, left-hand side. Stripped away, though, by Deadman. Gets it right back to Bronx. Bronx right-hand side to Berg. Then down low to Berg. A look for Bronx, but it was slapped away out of bounds by a great defensive play by Jackson Freeman of the Lakers. Grant's pass ball inbounds from the end line. Ball in the hands of Bronx Ely. So Bronx looks. Traylor cuts to the left-hand side. Back to the right-hand side. And tried to get the ball inbounds, hit the back of the backboard, and that turns it right back over to the Lakers. We'll go the other way, folks, going left to right across your radio dial. 4:38 on the clock right now. We're in the third period. Long pass down right-hand side. On the drive, Freeman kicks it right-hand side on the lane to Rigney. Rigney drives. Stopped along the baseline, kicked out of bounds, and it'll be Lakers ball inbounds from the end line, their end of the floor. The official is cleaning up the basketball right now. It's rare you see that. That's what's happening. Inbounds from the end line now. Lakers trying to make a play. Ball comes right-hand side. Long three on the way, and that's for Liam Rigney. I have that as his first three-point of shot of the night. Gives him 17 points in the basketball game. Ball comes left-hand side quickly to Traylor. Traylor, wing left-hand side. Works out front. Still between the circles. Keeps the dribble alive. Left-hand side then to Bronx Ely. Out front then to Dedmond. Left-hand side then to Rosetta. Rosetta to the free throw line. Drives all the way. Lays one up off glass. Kisses it easily. That's his first field goal tonight. 56-25. Long pass down low. Shot is up. Off no good. Tip up no good by the Lakers. Rebound finally into the hands of Berg. Berg hands the ball right back to Traylor. Traylor lets all the traffic clear. Walks the ball down uncontested. Picked up right at the timeline. Goes left-hand side to Rosetta in the left front court. Then down low quickly to Dedmond. Threw his hands out of bounds. Turns the ball right back over. Habesaya Amaya comes in. Bronx Ely sits down. 56-25, 3:41 to play. Third period. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes to number 23. That's Craigwell. Spins up front. Drives right-hand side. Ball in the hands of Lehman. Blocking foul. Caveman get the ball right back. Inbounds play from the inline. Dedmond comes over to make the play against what appears to be full court pressure. There are two men in the backcourt. One with Traylor, one with Amaya. Just basically at this point keeping them honest. They'll pick him up right at the timeline. Amaya between the legs into the forecourt. And turns and drives right-hand side looking for a pick. See if he can't drive by the man. Can't get by Riemann. Ball lost, picked up by the Lakers on the drive down the right-hand side. Quick pass out front then to Rigney, and Rigney lays it up in. 19 points for Rigby. 58-25 the score. 3 minutes to play here in the third period, and right now it appears the Lakers are scoring at will. Out front with the basketball, Amaya goes right-hand side to Dedmond. Dedmond with the basketball, back to Traylor. Traylor down low to Dedmond. Dedmond steps in the paint, spins, shot up, no good, and he was fouled. Foul called, I think, on Rigney. So Rigney will pick up. I believe that's, I have that as his first foul. So does the scoreboard. At the free throw line, Mr. Dedmond. Deep knee bend. Shot is up. Good follow through. It's good. He's got 3 points now. One more shot coming for the young man. Substitution is Rosetta comes out. Second shot is up, and it's off. No good. That's Dirk Ely replacing him on the drive. Right-hand side. Lakers back on the attack. Right-hand side in the corner. Another three-point attempt. This one's off. No good. Rebound kicked out to Berg. Lead pass out to Traylor. Out in front of everybody. And the Traylor lays it up and in. And they turn the tables here. Traylor now with 11 points in the basketball game. Ball down the right-hand side. Ball in the hands once again of Durbin. Durbin right-hand side. Keeps the dribble alive. Comes back out front. Kicks the ball left-hand side in the corner. Three-point attempt on the way. This one's way off. And in the rebounding action, got to call Berg again. Is that the call? Or double zero? Double zero. That'll go against Traylor. I have that as his second. Inbounds play at the end from the inline for the Lakers. Comes right-hand side. Man drives in the paint. Lays one up off glass. And no, he's called for the player control foul. That's Craigwell. That'll be his second. Berg comes out, and Gerlitz checks in for Grant's pass. Inbounds play from the inline for the Cavemen right now against full court pressure. Ball comes to Traylor. Traylor right-hand side. 2 minutes on the clock. Slides down the floor. Crosses the timeline right front court. Lead pass up right-hand side in the corner. And you can see the call. Did it travel? Did he shuffle his feet? Or was he on the end line? He may have on the, I think it was on the line right-hand side. Another turnover for the Grants Pass Cavemen. 2 minutes showing on the clock here in the third period. Inbounds play comes in the backcourt to Mr. Durbin. Durbin into the forecourt. Drives all the way down the lane. Shot is up. Off no good. He was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. And I think this one is on Ely. If it is, that'll be his fourth. Robbie Durbin will be in the line for the I think I attributed that to the wrong Ely. I think that's on Dirk Ely. We'll fix that later. Shot is up and good this time for Mr. Durbin. That's his first trip to the free throw line. It's his 11th point in the basketball game. 59-28 Grants Pass, trailing by that margin. 1:55 on the clock. Second shot is up and good for Mr. Durbin. He's got 12. 60-28, 32-point margin. Lead pass comes up quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz drives left-hand side. Stops on the baseline, looks for help. Tries to get the ball left-hand side to Dedmon. Dedmon along the baseline, right back to Gerlitz. Back out on the wing, top of the key, right now to Traylor. Traylor with the basketball, slides right-hand side. Bullet pass down low on the corner to Dedmon. Dedmon fakes once, drives, kicks the ball out front, then quickly to Spurt Gerlitz. Gerlitz for three, top of the key, off, no good. Long rebound falls into the hands of Brigney. Brigney takes it left down the court. Pulls up on the wing. Bullet pass down low. Man spins. Tries to get one up off gas. Won't go. Rebound taken down by Gerlitz. Gerlitz on the drive left-hand side. Stops out front. A minute 15 to play. Lost the basketball. Picked right back up by... Rigney. Rigney drives. Shot is off. No good. He goes to the ground, but he's up and all right. Go to the free throw line probably with two. And the foul called on... I think Dirk. Oh, no, it's on Dedmon. So at the free throw line, Liam Rigney. Shot is up and good this time. He is 5 of 6 from the free throw line. That's his 20th point in the basketball game. Second shot is up and good. Did I tell you this third quarter brought to you by our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Service? They service your vehicle, yeah, and take care of you. Kelly's Automotive Service, thank you very much for your support. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Traylor. And the corner to Dirk Ely. Off, no good. Rebound taken down by Durbin. Bounce pass down low. Kicks it back on the wing. Shot is up and no good. Ball tipped way out front. Picked up by Durbin. Spins and fires for three, and it's good. That's 15 points for Durbin. 65-48. 40 seconds left here in the third period. Cave been looking for some offense here. Out front. Ball goes right-hand side then to Gerlitz. Gerlitz left and right. Drives the right-hand side. And a five-second call? Looks pretty aggressive for a five-second call, but that's all right. 65-28 to score. 22.4 seconds left. Ball in the hands of the Lakers. They give it up to Durbin. Durbin walks it down uncontested. He's going to cross the timeline, let a lot of this time clock expire out front. Dedmon comes after him to keep him honest. Surrounded him on the right-hand side. Bullet pass inside the paint. Goes up with a shot. That was Rigney, and he was fouled, I believe, by Traylor. We'll check it as the official comes to the sidelines. That's it. So Traylor will pick up his third foul. And going to the free throw line right now is Mr. Rigney. Shot is up and good. All right, he's a good free throw shooter. 7 of 8. 22 points in the basketball game. Looking for 23 right here. Shot is up and it's good. And bounce quickly. Traylor, right-hand side. To Gerlitz. Gerlitz fires for three at the half-court mark. It's off no good. That's the end of the third period. It is 67-28. We'll be back with the fourth and final period right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Seacasa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Order
ordering for Susan?
During the holiday rush, those might be the best words you can hear all week. At Abby's, you get a night off from cooking, a place to gather with family, and easy holiday catering that everybody loves. For legendary pizza and hospitality, visit Abby's.com. Aloha and Mele Kalikimaka Maka from Abby's. End your year with a tropical twist. Our big Hawaiian pizza at a legendary holiday price. Plus, earn $5, $10, $20, or more in free pizza with our holiday gift card offer. Abby's, a legendary holiday pizza tradition.
Welcome back, everybody. Fourth period coming up. Want to tip our hat once again to Kelly's Automotive Services for bringing you the third period. Fourth period goes to our good friends. Now, where are those good friends? Are these the friends over on Beacon Drive, right? At that Abby's Pizza place where the pizzas are so good. Give them a call, folks. Oh, yeah. 476-2133. And if you're tired of Christmas shopping, don't want to cook tonight, have that pizza delivered right now. 67-28 the score. Fourth period underway. Ball in the hands of the Lakers. See if we see some new numbers out there. Number 24 is still there. That's Freeman with the basketball. Shot is up. Off no good. Rebound into the hands of Dirk Ely. Drops the ball right back to Dedmon. Dedmon comes back across the timeline. Center court. Goes right-hand side then to Dirk. Dirk with the basketball. Flips it out front to Rosetta between the circles. Rosetta drives the right-hand side. Spins into the paint. Stops. Puts one foot down, lays one up and in, and Rosetta gets his second field goal of the night. He's got 4 points. 67-30 the score. Ball in the hands of Freeman, right-hand side for the Lakers. Lakers right-hand side to the top of the key. Stop there, bounce pass down low. Man goes up with a shot that is off no good. That was Curlin with the foul called. Oh, there was a player control foul on Hudson that time. They didn't put that one on the scoreboard. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Rosetta. Gives it up quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz between the circles. Goes right-hand side to Dedmon. And down low on the baseline. Dirk really was double-teamed down low. Got caught under the basket with the on the baseline. Forced one up. Not a bad move. But no good, out of bounds, and the Lakers put the ball back in play. Back in the hands of Freeman. Freeman brings the ball down right-hand side. Crosses to the left-hand side. Gives the ball up on the wing. Man comes to the top of the key and launches a three that misses everything. Didn't go out of bounds, though. Dedmon there to retrieve it for Grant's pass. Comes back uncontested across the timeline at center court. Goes left-hand side to Rosetta. Left front court. Rosetta looks for help. Looking for a cutter, then puts the ball on the floor himself. Bounce pass down low to Dedmon. Shot is up off the baseline, off no good. Rebound taken down by Freeman. Freeman on the drive, through traffic, all the way. Little backhanded layup, puts it up and in. A little show off there. Jackson Freeman. So Freeman with 11 points in the basketball game. 69-30. Late pass up left-hand side. Ball in the hands of Dirk Ely. Ely looks down low, has the ball slapped away out of bounds. It's going to be Grant's pass ball inbounds from the sidelines. More substitutions now coming for the Lakers. Not that move was a little late. 69-30 showing on the clock. Dirk Ely. Going to make the inbounds play. Gives it up front to Gerlitz. Gerlitz right in front. Then brings the ball back up front. Left-hand side quickly to Dedmon. Dedmon with the basketball. Drives, penetrates, comes down the left-hand side, spins into the paint. Shot is up and good for Dedmon. His second field goal of the night. He's got 5 points in the basketball game. Ball goes left-hand side quickly into the hands of number four, Ryan. Ryan drives right-hand side. Kicks the ball left, back left-hand side to Craigwell. Craigwell down low on the corner. Back out front quickly to Ryan. Left-hand side in the quarter. Then down low again to Craigwell. It drives, lays one up, hits. Off, no good. Rebounded by Rosetta for Grant's pass. Brings the ball back himself. Stops out front. Kicks the ball on the wing then to Dedmon. Out front quickly to Gerlitz. Gerlitz with the basketball. Comes the wing then top of the key. Out between the circles then to Dirk Ely. Dirk head fakes. Drives the right-hand side. Comes all the way down. Kisses it off glass. Won't go. Good try on the drive. Here come the Lakers back on the fly. Right-hand side to Craigwell down low. Lays one up and in. Craigwell gets his first field goal of the night. 71-32. Down the right-hand side, Dedmon brings the ball back down. Lead pass up quickly to Ely. Out front then to Gerlitz. Gerlitz tries for three and misses everything. And whistle by. Oh, we've got a substitution coming in for Grant's pass. Mathel Bayard coming in, 5'9 sophomore. His first action in a couple of games, and Rosetta sets down. I believe he's probably done for the night with 3:52 left to play. All across the timeline, ball in the hands of number four. That's Ryan. Goes back right-hand side quickly to number one, Curlin. Curlin out front. Gives it out front again to Ryan. Ryan drives back right-hand side, kicks it on the wing. Shot 4-3 is up, off no good. High rebound finally controlled by Craigwell right-hand side. Gets in the paint. Puts a shot up. Won't go. Gets the rebound back. Kicks it back out front. Shot is up 4-3. This one misses everything again, but is pulled in by Dirk Ely for the Cavemen. Gets the ball right back quickly to Dedman. Over to Ely. Ely right-hand side. 4-3 off. No good. Board cleared by Fallon. Long pass down left-hand side for the Lakers. Lakers go all the way to the glass in a big collision there as Dirk Ely got up in the air defensively, and that's a big mistake. So that foul will go against him. So Dirk Ely draws the infraction. That'll be his first foul of the night. Make that his second at the free throw line. Is number 12, who is not on their roster. Saw him in the JV game earlier. Don't have a name, sorry. Missed the free throw.
At the line for Lakers leader, Michael Lloyd.
Say is Michael Lloyd. I believe that was what the announcer said. One more shot coming for Mr. Lloyd. Deep knee bend, shot is up. This one's good. One for two, it's 72-32. Dedman brings the ball down for Grant's pass down the right-hand sideline. Lead pass up quickly to Maya. Maya kicks the ball right back to Dedman. Dedman with the basketball. Fakes one way, hands the ball out front to Gerlitz. Gerlitz stops on the wing, throws the ball left-hand side quickly to Dedman. Kick the ball down low and off glass. What they did is they bounced the ball off the chest of Gerlitz out of bounds. So inbounds play quickly in the backcourt. 2:28 to play. They'll walk it down, take some time off the clock. A lead pass up left-hand side for the big man. Kicks it out front to Craigwell for three. This one bounces off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Gerlitz for Grant's pass. He'll put the ball on the floor, brings it down across the timeline, left front court. Ball goes right-hand side to Dedman. Dedman looks left and right. Gets the ball out front quickly to Amaya. Amaya head fakes, drives right-hand side. He's cat quick into the paint. Looks around, looks for help. Bounce pass left-hand side. Shot, great pass. Gerlitz went up for a shot that was blocked out of bounds on a good move by Leo Fallon. Fallon, a six-footer. Inbounds play for the Cavemen right now coming from the inline. Gerlitz will make the play. And it goes right-hand side to Ely. Check that. That was Bayard making the play. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. Dirk Ely. This may be his first free throw I've seen him shoot. We'll see. Got 1 3-point shot, 3 points in the basketball game at the free throw line right now. Looking to add to that total. Shot is up off the back of the iron and no good. 1:32 left in this contest. 40-point margin. Shot is up and in and out won't go. Rebound chased down in the corner by the Lakers. And I'm not sure why the whistle was blown. Man may have had his foot on the line. Inbounds play coming from Dedman. And he'll look around and bullet pass down low. Deflected out of bounds by Mr. Lloyd. It'll be Grant's best ball inbounds again. You got a running clock. Ball is slapped by the Bayard. Back out front quickly to Dedman. Dedman down low to Amaya. This one goes out of bounds. Just didn't lead him or let him a little too much. Ball goes right back to the Lakers with 45 ticks left on the clock. Craigwell gets the inbounds pass. Kicks it right back quickly. And brings it down. 37 seconds on the clock. Ball in the hands of Mac Ryan. Ryan out front with the basketball. Puts the ball on the floor. Goes left-hand side quickly. Out front. Ball right-hand side then quickly to Lloyd. Lloyd at the free throw line. Right back to Curlin. Curlin goes down low. Shot is up. Off no good. Whistle stops the action. And Dirk Ely is called for that one. That'll be his third. at the free throw line. Number one is Hudson Curlin. First trip to the free throw line for him. He's yet to score in the contest. Is he the only one? No. One more shot. Shot is up and good. Gets to it, 74-32, 14 seconds on the clock. Amaya brings the clock there, the ball down the right-hand side. Stops out front, drives, kicks the ball to Bayard in the corner. Bayard to the free throw line, stripped of the basketball then, and picked up by Lloyd. Lloyd can fix up the basketball, looks at the clock, holds it, and the buzzer ends the contest. Final score, 74-32, a 32-point margin. We'll be back and recap what's happened to you folks right after this one-minute caveman timeout.
A recent Clouser Drilling customer shares her experience.
This is Susan from Griffin Creek. And listen, if you need a new well, I want you to call Clouser Drilling right away. They were absolutely fantastic. Everything from locating the water to the drilling process itself. Their staff was top-notch, thorough, professional, on time, precise, friendly. Answered all my questions, and believe me, I had a lot of them. You won't regret it. Call Clouser Drilling.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, the final score is 74-32. Grants Pass, doubled up. What can I tell you? Grants Pass trailed at the end of the first period, 20-6. We're outscored in the second period, 22-13. To make it 42-19. Came up with coach is about ready to join us here. Coach, thank you for showing up here.
Yeah, I need a huge
that must be a tough one for you.
Yeah, it was a little rough tonight, but end of the day, sometimes you just, you get outplayed, and that was tonight for us.
How good is that basketball team?
Yeah, they're tough. I mean, super athletic, and as you see, they knock down shots at a pretty high clip. So, I mean, I think, early on we weathered their storm. We kind of battled back, and, I think we just kind of ran out of gas. I think our spirits a little bit just got a little crushed a few times, just some loose ball stuff. They ended up going for buckets, and, I think the guys kept fighting at the end. It just took a minute to be like, hey, we know what the score looks like, but we got to keep grinding. And they did that. I think we got better in some spots where we were a lot better cutting tonight than we have been. And just, that's the goal, is just trying to get, even in the games like this, what can we take from it? What can we get better at? I think tonight we did a good job of really cutting hard, getting some back cut, getting some layups that we haven't already gotten earlier in the season.
All right. I don't have a turnover number, but it looks like I had 22 turnovers for you. It's a pretty high number.
That's a pretty high number. Tonight I think we forced some things a few times. We didn't really match their physicality, so I think they kind of made it tough enough on offense, just kind of beating us up on cuts and on the drives, and we got a little impatient on some things, and we try to over dribble sometimes. It got us in some trouble, but again, things we got to learn from. I mean, that's what I told the guys. We got to want to play harder and practice harder if we're gonna compete with teams like this.
They really took Rosetta at least out of the scoring situation.
Yeah, I think they did. The physicality. I think Jordy got a little frustrated, and it's just tough. We just struggled to get him the ball in some good scoring spots for him. But, again, a testament to them. They did a real good job making it tough on us. And we got to work on getting some post entries a little bit better at that. But, yeah, early on, just his shots, a couple shots didn't fall early. And I think I got to do a better job of getting him early easy shots, to kind of get him going. So something I'll work on for sure.
So what's next? Is that what you're working on, that for sure? So what else is next? You got a Christmas break here.
We got a Christmas break, yeah.
What's your schedule for the guys between here and that game?
We're going to practice Monday, Tuesday, and we'll take Wednesday, Thursday off, and then we'll be back in on Friday. Practice probably late in the afternoon Friday, and then go play Saturday. So we'll probably come in for a shoot-around right before we leave on the bus, and then go over and play a non-league league game against Roseburg. So,
all right. Any words on a new game or an additional game against the
Black Tornado?
I haven't heard yet. We're trying to get one. I'm hoping to get one, not this next week, but the following week early on. That's my goal. But, you know, I know they're dealing with some injury stuff. He's trying to get healthy and wants to get some practice in, which is, you know, totally understandable. But hopefully we'll get another game in with them.
All right, Mr. McKittrick, still not on the floor yet.
No, you know, he taped it up today, and he kind of got out there, and, you know, I just kind of told him, hey, let's see what it looks like. But, again, with a week off, you know, before our next game, I'd rather just get him healthy for the stretch run, no need for a non-league game. Again, especially he's only been a week, and so I'd rather just take the time and get him healthy.
Well, a week, get him healthy, and then what about the rust?
That's what I'm hoping. You know, we'll see what the rust looks like. He's been at practice. He's getting some shots up. It's his off shoulder, so it's just more of that raising, you know, I think more of the dribbling portion of it. I think his biggest concern, and probably our biggest concern, is just defensively, you know, getting bumped and pushed and rebounding, and how does it get – that's kind of how it got hurt in the first place. Don't want to get caught in a weird spot.
Okay. All right, Coach, thanks for coming up tonight. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for making the trip.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
You as well.
Okay, all right. That's it, Coach Nate Olson, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
From the woods to the fields to the court, Black Flag Armory is proud to support all sports enthusiasts. Outfit yourself with all the proper gear for a successful hunting season with the proper accessories, scopes, cases, slings, cleaning accessories, all the popular ammunitions, plus the hard-to-find ones. Black Flag is more than hunting, with everyday carry guns and accessories available on Redwood Avenue Monday through Saturday in front of the Cedarwood. Then hurry in from the field for tip-off with the Grants Pass Caveman.
Tired of the insurance runaround? At Insurance Lounge, we do things differently. Open 7 days a week. We make it easy to get coverage when it works for you. Our licensed agents, non-commissioned. That means no pressure, just honest advice tailored to your needs. And as an independent broker, we shop multiple top carriers to find the best value on home and auto, Medicare and health, even help with retirement solutions to protect your hard-earned savings. With 4 locations in Oregon, visit your local stores in Grants Pass or Medford today. Your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs.
Going to run down some numbers quickly for you here, ladies and gentlemen. A 27-20 out-rebounded by the Lake Oswego Lakers over the Grants Pass. Came out rebounded by 7. Shooting from the floor, that stayed pretty consistent all night long. 13 of 40 for Grants Pass, that's 33%. And 27 of 51, about 53% for the Lakers. From the foul line, Grants Pass, 43%, 4 of 11, 83%, 14 of 16 for the Lakers. They didn't miss very much there. Turnovers, 22 turnovers for the Cavemen, 10 turnovers for the Lake Oswego Lakers. We want to thank DB for, or is it BD? For those great numbers. Now for the Grants Pass Caveman, Dirk Ely, 1 3-point field goal, missed 2 free throws and had 3 fouls. Weston Berg had 3 fouls tonight. Caden Dedman, 2 field goals, 1 for 3 at the free throw line, 5 points, a single foul. Branson Young, 2 field goals, 2 for 3 at the free throw line, 6 points. Bronx Ely had 4 fouls, didn't figure in my scoring line otherwise. James Traylor, 5 field goals, 1 for 3 at the free throw line, 11 points and 3 fouls. Preston Gerlitz didn't figure in my scoring line, did pick up 1 foul. Jordan Rosetta, 2 field goals, 4 points and a single foul. There's more to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, including our player of the game. And, yes, we've got one, and we'll talk about that courtesy of our good friends at the Valvoline, courtesy of Valvoline. And we'll do that when we come back right after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Farmers Building Supply, your local do-it-best stores in Grants Pass and Cave Junction, is proud to sponsor the Grants Pass Cavemen. We love the excitement of supporting our local athletes, whether at home or taking the competition on the road. No matter whether a home or away game, you can always catch us supporting our Grants Pass Cavemen, just like Grants Pass supports our family-owned store. Go Cavemen! Farmers Building Supply, creating confident solutions together for your home, farm, and ranch.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we once again want to talk about our good friends at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They bring you the player of the game. And let's see, the player of the game tonight. Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it. He was rebounding. He was defending. He's cat quick. He's fast. He flies. And tonight he scored. He was the leading scorer for Grants Pass. That's James Traylor. Once again, 5 field goals, 1 for 3 at the free throw line, only 3 fouls, but picked up 11 points and led the Cavemen in many other categories and certainly on the floor. That was James Traylor. Salute, James Traylor. We'll be back and wrap this up right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Want to win $200 in labor towards auto repair? Of course you do. You can do that by donating at least $20 in beans, rice, pasta, or cereal. Take that much-needed food to either Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass or Medford, and we will enter you into a drawing to win $200 in labor towards any service. Some restrictions apply. Drawing will be on December 29th, and all donations go to the Salvation Army in Grants Pass in Medford and the Rock Food Pantry in Grants Pass. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Ladies and gentlemen, next Caveman scheduled game, the Roseburg Indians at the Abbeys Classic at the South Medford High School at 4:30 on December 27th. We'll have that game for you right here on KAJO Radio. In the meantime, tonight, I want to tip our hats to Aaron Stone, Staff at Radio Control, Executive Producer and Additional Statistician tonight, Brian Diotti. Thank you very much. Radio Control, once again, staffed by Aaron Stone. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you of the final score tonight, 74-32. The Lakers win. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.